That long-range missile in the news this week remains in place on a launch pad in North Korea. U.S. officials think it's fueled and ready for a test flight. South Korea's defense minister today publicly doubted that a launch is imminent. Still, writing on the op-ed page of the Washington Post today, two senior officials from the Clinton administration say that if North Korea continues launch preparations, this country should attack the site and destroy it. The piece is from Mr. Clinton's former Defense Secretary, William Perry, and former Assistant Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, who joins us from Harvard, where he teaches. Professor Carter, welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be here.
You make a couple of arguments to say why we can't let this launch proceed. One, this missile with range to reach the U.S. is meant only to carry nuclear weapons. And two, a test launch really can supply a lot of useful data to North Koreans so they can make these things more accurate and more threatening. Can you explain that premise, please?
Yeah, let me put that in context a little bit. No one believes that this particular missile is designed to land in the United States with a nuclear warhead on it. This is a test article, and what the North Koreans are doing is trying to perfect the technology for a long-range missile that could carry a nuclear warhead to the United States. And, of course, now we know they have nuclear warheads.
How would you destroy the site?
This is a very vulnerable target because it's a multi-story missile filled with explosive fuel. It's rather easy to destroy, and probably the weapon of choice would be a submarine-launched cruise missile, because then you don't have to worry about any crew members being in danger, and it could surely do the job.
You say we should warn the North Koreans that we're going to do this because taking apart this missile, getting it down, would be so cumbersome a thing that they couldn't use a warning to protect the thing.
No, there's no way that they could defend that kind of target against us. So if we issued such a warning, no choice but to take it down and put it away. And that's really what they should do.
What kind of deadline do you suggest? Isn't this some, it sounds as though this is something you think we should do in the next week.
I certainly recommend, and we recommended, that President Bush make it clear to North Korea that that is our intention, and that our wish is that they cut it out, return to the negotiating table, and let's see if we can work this whole matter out. But if in the coming weeks, we don't know exactly how long it would take them to prepare this missile for launch, they take it all the way and get it all ready and start counting down, why, we're just not going to let it fly. We can't allow them to perfect the technology to attack us.
In your essay, you criticize the Bush administration for what you call an unwise policy of preemption in Iraq. But aren't you recommending the same policy?
Well, what we said was unwise about the doctrine of preemption is making it into a doctrine, as though you go around anywhere in the world that there's trouble and just start attacking people. That's unrealistic. But every president of the United States has and should maintain the option to act first to protect this country from threats that are gathering. North Korea is testing a ballistic missile which it openly claims is part of its nuclear deterrent. Saddam Hussein denied he had any weapons of mass destruction. So this is a much more serious than Iraq. And the action we're recommending, and which, by the way, we hope the administration never has to carry out, is not the invasion of North Korea. Let's make that clear. It is a precision strike on this particular missile, and just saying to the North Koreans, we can't let you launch this missile and gather the data that allows you to perfect a missile against us.
Ashton Carter, co-author, along with his former boss, Secretary of Defense William Perry from the Clinton administration, their piece in today's Washington Post is titled, If Necessary, Strike and Destroy. Ashton Carter, thank you.
Good to be with you.